This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, April 21st, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Ukraine. On Tuesday, the Pentagon issued a statement confirming that Ukraine has, in fact, received some additional fighter jets, although Pentagon spokesman John Kirby in a press briefing was very careful to say that the United States didn't send those planes. Didn't specify what types of craft were sent, only that Ukrainian forces right now have more available to them, more fixed-wing fighter aircraft than they did 2 weeks ago. Kirby didn't get into exactly what other nations were providing, but said that Ukrainian forces have also received additional platforms and parts to be able to increase their fleet size. As for what role the U.S. played in it, he said only that the U.S. has not transported whole aircraft, end quote. This is a legal distinction that the Russians may not really recognize. Anyway, the revelation came as Joe Biden is said to be approving a new package of arms for Ukraine worth about $800 million. This would bring the total amount of arms sent from the United States to Ukraine to about $3 billion. Meanwhile, ISIS, the Islamic State, remember them? They've declared a new global offensive that aims to take advantage of, and I quote, the opportunity, end quote, of the West being distracted by the war in Ukraine. Terrorist group also told its supporters to avenge the death of its leader, who was killed earlier this year in a raid by U.S. Special Forces in Syria, and to launch attacks against Europe while, quote, the crusaders are fighting each other, end quote. Topic number 4, Taiwan. A bit of a tense moment earlier in Taiwan as a news channel there broadcast by mistake a fictional news alert that China was invading the island nation, firing missiles at cities and ports surrounding the capital of Taipei. Several news captions declaring a violent attack by China's military on Taiwan had been mocked up for future security drills, but they were accidentally broadcast Wednesday morning at 7 a.m., so people getting ready for work that morning awoke to find a crawl across the bottom of their television screen reporting a missile attack by in New Taipei City by communist forces. This was according to the Chinese television system's news ticker. This is a partly government-owned station that later issued an on-air clarification and apology, saying that the report had been conducted or had been prepared in conjunction with emergency services drills that are scheduled for May. The New Taipei Fire Department told The Guardian, this is a newspaper in the UK, that the fake news alerts were supposed to be shown on May 5th in conjunction with annual disaster drills. Needless to say, quite a few people in Taiwan woke up without need of the coffee on Wednesday morning. Topic number 3, COVID. Don't throw your masks away just yet. It appears the Biden administration is planning to appeal that federal judge's ruling that overturned the TSA's mask mandate on planes and trains. It was evident that this was coming earlier in the day after White House spokesperson Jen Psaki and Xavier Becerra, who is the Health and Human Services Secretary in the Biden administration, said, quote, we are right now in the process of deciding and we likely will appeal, end quote. Jen Psaki, who relied upon court ruling after court ruling for months to justify the medical tyranny of forcing people to wear the useless masks, said without a trace of irony, public health decisions should not be made by the courts. They should be made by public health experts, end quote. Now, bear in mind that there is nothing stopping people who feel that they need the masks from wearing them wherever and whenever they choose. If the masks work, then great, you're protected. And if they don't work, then why should the government mandate them? Meanwhile, Poland has unilaterally pulled out of its contractual commitment to buy more of the gene serum from Pfizer. Politico.eu reporting that Poland is reneging on its contract. Health Minister Adam Niedzielski said Tuesday that they've got more than they need, as the severity of the disease has waned. Poles are not lining up to get the shot, and they've also got the economic impact of dealing with millions of refugees fleeing Ukraine next door. So Niedzielski said that the Polish government had informed the European Commission and Pfizer last week that it was invoking a force majeure clause in the contract and would refuse both to pay for or take delivery of future vaccines. Topic number 2, Schumer sacrilege. Just when you thought our elected officials could not be any more disrespectful, could not possibly get any worse in the way they publicly treat the followers of Jesus Christ, up comes Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Resurrection Sunday, speaking at a megachurch in Brooklyn. He likened the confirmation of new Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson as the stone being rolled away from the tomb. Seriously. This is one of those occasions where we should roll out a word that doesn't get used often enough today, and that is heresy. Obviously, Senator Schumer, elated at getting Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson passed. She passed barely through the Senate, despite her rather radical pro-abortion record and history of giving light sentences to convicted child abusers and pornographers. But Schumer, speaking from the pulpit of A.R. Bernard's megachurch in New York City on Resurrection Sunday, said that her confirmation was so monumental that, quote, the stone has been rolled away from the tomb, end quote. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they say. Coming up, job opportunity in the UK. Make big money working from home as a secret agent. That's ahead on 5 and 10. Item number one today, if you always wanted to be a secret agent, but you like working in your jammies, this may be the opportunity for you. Spy chiefs in Britain are recruiting secret agents to work from home. Want to be James Bonds? Won't even have to go into an office. They can solve international crises and fight terrorists from the comfort of their own home. These are job listings, seriously, being put out by GCHQ in the UK. Jobs include a counterterrorism insight advisor and a senior post at the National Cybersecurity Center. This would involve, according to the job listing, working on the front line of protecting the country from cyber attacks. According to the ad posting, the job posting, 64 remote roles up for grabs with GCHQ. But a security expert warning that this is really not a good idea, that there are absolutely enormous risks of civil servants working on sensitive projects at home because of security concerns. Professor Anthony Glees telling reporters that it would be extremely easy to hack into somebody's broadband. And if you were, in fact, working as the new 007 from home, pretty easy for agents working for the other side to hack into your system and find out what you're doing. Professor Glees saying, quote, there are some things you simply cannot do from home. And I'd say working for any intelligence organization is one of them, end quote. The irony, the lack of intelligence required to ask people to work on top secret projects from their in-home Wi-Fi, because the number one most used password around the world is still the word password. Well, we're just a few weeks away now from the launch of SkyWatch TV's next virtual conference. This is something you can do from the comfort and security of your own home. Take advantage of more than two dozen cutting-edge presentations from world-class speakers like Dr. Tom Horn, Joel Richardson, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Carl Gallups, many others. We'll get some archaeology in here, a lot of theology, some end times Bible prophecy. Get a look at the speakers. The list is posted at defenderconference.com, and you can sign up there as well. Click the link, the big red button, that'll sign you up. You'll have access to the presentations beginning May 13th for 90 days. You set the schedule for the conference. Tailor it to your own schedule. Watch it when you're available, and we think you'll be blessed by this. Find out more online and register today at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. We depend on your support to do what we do, and during the month of April, a special thank you gift for your support of any amount. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, your donation of any size, we will send you as our thank you. Book one of the Red Wing Saga, Sharon's series of supernatural thrillers that incorporates a lot of actual history, too, and teaches spiritual warfare. Blood Lies, the title of the novel. Take advantage of this opportunity to get familiar with some characters you will really fall in love with. She's in the process of editing book 8 of the series now, so this is a way to kind of test the waters, if you will, and support Skywatch TV and the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch at the same time. Find out more online and donate at skywatchtv.com/donate. Call us toll-free, 844-750-4985, or scan the QR code on your screen. And thank you. SkywatchFilms.com, the home of cutting-edge Christian documentaries like The Great Delusion, Josh Peck's expose of the modern UFO phenomenon, Tom Horn's jaw-dropping Secret Destiny of America, and much, much more. SkywatchFilms.com is where you'll find all of them. They're available in full HD, instant access for as little as $3. Take advantage of this. Again, SkywatchFilms.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. We got a couple of great trips planned this year to help the Bible come alive. Visit places where important historical and spiritual events took place. Also places of significance concerning end times Bible prophecy. Turkey, we will be there between October 18th and November 3rd. Of course, that's where the seven churches of Revelation were located. We will visit those locations as well as some other sites of spiritual significance. The Asclepion of Pergamum. This was a healing center that used snakes for healing, dedicated to the demigod Asclepius, who was purportedly the son of Apollo. As a demigod, of course, by definition, he would be one of the Nephilim. And we'll explain why that was significant in the letter to Pergamum. Much, much more. The giant stone idols of Mount Nemrut, Antakya, ancient Antioch, where Christians were first called by that name, Abraham's hometown of Haran, and Göbekli Tepe, the world's oldest religious center. What was the influence of the Watchers on the pre-flood world? Does Göbekli Tepe hold some clues? We think so. You find out more online and reserve your place for this small tour. We're trying to keep it to 24 or less at skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com. And the next spring, we'll be back in the Holy Land, March 19th through 30th of 2023. Sharon and I, alongside our colleagues from the Simply His program here from Skywatch TV, Donna Howell and Allie Henson, we'll take you to Jerusalem, to Nazareth, Capernaum, the Sea of Galilee. We'll visit Masada, a site of extreme importance in the history and psyche of the Jewish people, and some sites that aren't on the usual tours, like Joshua's Altar, Bet-El, Shiloh, and Gilgal-Rephaim. That and much more. We've got a sample itinerary posted at the website and a place for you to sign up. Reserve your place as well for the Skywatch TV 2023 Tour of Israel, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. What is long COVID and what do doctors and researchers know about it now? Tom Horn brings his own personal experience struggling with long COVID to this week's program, broadcast show for Skywatch TV. Talks to Allie Henson of Return to Eden and Joe Horn. You'll find our broadcast schedule for a subject that hits close to home for many of us at skywatchtv.com/channels. That's where you'll find the schedule for all of our broadcast programming. And of course, if you've got the Skywatch TV app on Roku or Apple TV, we will broadcast for you right now. All of our video content located there. The app is free. We've got instructions on how to load it to your system at skywatchtv.com. You can also download our free mobile app and take Skywatch TV with you wherever you go. All of our video content, plus in a schedule of upcoming events and important news that the mainstream media wants you to miss. This app is free, and it works for Amazon Kindle Fire tablets as well as iOS and Android devices. And to make it easy, we've got links to the app stores for your device posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.